Thank you for holding. Is this Paul?
Yep.
Hey, Paul. My name is John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, CJ. He asked me to jump on the
Yep.
line to go over some pricing with you. But before I start throwing numbers at you, did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I have a pretty good idea how it works.
Okay. So the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available in that window cleaning category. Have you ever Googled window cleaning before?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. So
Yep.
this would
I
be.
noticed one of my buddies, he learned how to do SEO and he's been in the top three organic spots for like 7 or 8 years now.
Total
And
window cleaning?
he's always in the top three. And it's like, that's not fair because there's other guys that would love to be in the top three because I know that most people don't click on above the map section because psychologically they think those are paid advertising, so they think they're going to be more expensive.
Right. What,
Right?
yeah, no, you're right. Like, people know how pay-per-click works, so, and a lot of times the pay-per-click guys aren't actually in Portland. You know, the guys doing the sponsored Google ads. We do that here too, because
Right.
they try to get into the market, so they run their ad over here.
Yeah, and I know one of them, he's actually based out of Seattle, but
Yeah.
he expanded to the Portland area, and he's
Mm-hmm.
always in they call the Google Guarantee ads, which I know
Yeah.
are probably pretty expensive.
Yeah, we set those up too. I do that every day. So Google Guaranteed
So
is
I
a
have a
pay per
website.
feed. Okay.
I have a website, but it's pretty lame. My ex-wife did it for me. It probably took her 20 minutes on Wix.com, and I'm just not impressed with it.
Yeah, well, when you say ex-wife, I would probably get rid of it too. Everything has got to do with it, right? The past be the past. No, just to get an idea here before I start jumping into your website and everything, what was the name of that company you said is your buddy showing organically?
It's a James Coe Window Cleaning.
James Co. Oh, okay, yeah, he's right here in the first spot.
Yeah, and he's been there for like 8 years now, and
Yeah, it's a
I'm
7-year
pretty
window.
sure 90% of the people don't go below three when they're
No, they don't.
calling.
They don't at all.
Yeah,
Yeah,
only
that's what.
10% may call below the third spot.
Yeah, well, that's why we were reaching out to you today, is because we had a listing available. But this guy's not achieving that organically. He is working with a Google partner company on his listing. Like, I could see it here on the back end. He started in January 2018 doing that. So he's been doing it for like 7 years
So
himself.
what's a Google, so if he's not doing his own SEO, what's a Google partner?
That's us. That's who's calling you right now. We're a premier Google partner. So we're actually located, if you look up Local Splash and then you look up Google Building One, we're down here in Orange County, California. So we're right next to them.
Oh, okay. So he's getting help with that. I see.
Yeah, he has a company that's keeping him up there so he can capitalize on the traffic.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that number one spot in the organic section, that in itself brings him $100,000 a year.
Oh, yeah, it's super profitable.
I
It's
know,
been the
'cause
most
I've called
profitable
him.
thing. Yeah,
I
for like
know
7 years.
Christian. His name's Christian, and we're friends, and I talked to him last year, and he didn't really want to talk about his Google placement.
Yeah,
And I
of
just
course
said, yeah,
not.
that number one spot, that's probably giving you six figures a year. He goes, yep.
Yeah, it's like asking somebody for their secret sauce. It's like, of course I don't want to talk about Google.
Exactly. He
Let's
didn't
move
really
on.
want
Yeah, I wouldn't dive too
to
deep into it either. You know, you mentioned company names. That's probably why he told you he did it himself, rather than say, oh, I have a company that's doing it, because then it's like, oh, you can go find that company, maybe make an offer or start running the ads, you know? And so he's like, I don't want that.
Okay. That's why he said I'm doing my own SEO. Okay.
Yeah, because then it makes you think that, you know, only he could do it, you know, and that you can't do it yourself. But every business owner you see on the first page is actually going through a Google partner now. Achieving first page placement organically hasn't been feasible for the last 5 years. Since the pandemic, actually, in like 2020, Google made it so all the listings up there are done through the Google Partner Program on page one. That's where most of the traffic comes from. And it's basically Google saying, hey, I don't want people getting rich off of our product without us getting a piece of the pie.
Okay.
Yeah, the businesses that you see up there are marketing. You can't just throw together a website and do some keywords on the back end and hope it starts ranking, especially when you're in an area like Portland. You know, you got so much competition for what you do.
Yeah, window cleaning's pretty damn competitive.
It is, yeah.
In the Northwest, because the season's only about 8 months.
Right. Which
so
we're coming into.
You've got March. March through October is windows.
Mm-hmm.
Then gutter season is November and December. And then January and February is our down months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're a long way from down months. Yeah. Everybody's gearing up. But we did have this listing become available within our company as a premier Google partner. You're on a list of qualified companies for this area. So my reps, kind of like CJ that you were talking to, they're helping me right now. We're going down a list of qualified companies. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill the position that we have, we close out the category.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what qualifies me for, I mean, there's 100 window cleaners in Vancouver. Why am I qualified over the other 99?
Yeah, you're on a list. There are a lot of guys that qualified. They look at length of time in business, any and all reviews that they can find on various platforms. You do have your own Google business profile out there for Bull Mountain, Oregon. So they have that to go.
Yeah, I don't live in Tigard no more. I moved to Vancouver, Washington.
Okay. Well, yeah, we got to fix that.
I've been over here for, I've been over here since May of 2020.
Okay.
And that's mainly what I want to target is Clark County, Washington.
Okay.
Because my business has just been exploding over here.
Yeah, and that's actually good too, though, because we got to clean up a lot of your listings. They have, like, wrong information. We got some that's Portland, some that's Bull Mountain, some that's Tigard. The stuff that's in Tigard on Yelp
is not
necessarily good. It's just one bad review on there. But if we do, like, a full name, address, phone number cleanup, get you a new Yelp profile, it'll be like starting that one from scratch. The Portland one's 3.3 with 7. Not super impressive. Might want to restart that one too. But the Google one's good. You got 6 reviews on there, all 5 stars. So want to keep that. Because we don't just want to put you on the first page. We want you to have a good rating, right? That's going to be the next deciding factor.
Right.
Especially if you're a smaller company trying to compete with some of these guys that have been doing it for a long time. Want to make sure that what you have up there is really good. I'm looking at your website.
Yeah, this is my 30th year.
Wow. No way. And you've never done this before?
Yeah. I've been focusing the last 10 years on grassroots marketing because the phone just freaking rings off the hook. But if I could find something that could match my yard sign campaigns, then
this will beat it by far.
Really? Yeah. Cause my yard signs, dude, it takes a lot of work, man. I put like 300 yard signs out a month.
Jesus, what does that cost?
By myself. I get them pretty cheap. I get them for about $350 for a batch of 100.
Mm.
And they're double-sided, full color. But it takes a lot of work to put them out, but it gets the phones ringing. I hope.
Yeah, blood, sweat, and tears. So you spend about $1,000 to get 300 of them, is what I'm hearing. $10.50 for 300. That's wild. So your Wix site's down. I did send you a text message here while we were talking, so you could see the pricing page.
Oh, you did? Okay, hold on.
Yep.
Let me pull it up here. Let's see.
Okay, yep, just got it. Yep.
There's some quotes in there with the website included. I did look at your Wix site. It says it's down, but do you own that domain name? Like the Go Green, Go Pure,
yeah.
Window Clean? Okay. Yeah, so if you own that, that'll save you some money too. We won't have to buy you a new one. We could just build on that one, a whole new custom website for you.
Okay.
But the package I would recommend, wait, do you have an address in Washington or is it just Portland?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay. And then do you have a Facebook page? Are you doing anything with social media?
No.
Like for the business? Nothing?
To be honest with you, I don't have a
I have zero digital footprint.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're gonna do. Yeah. So I wanna offer you this platinum package, right? If you go all the way down to the bottom, the platinum package, it's the one that's advertised. It's normally $5.99 month to month, and there's usually a $2.99 setup fee. But what I'm thinking I can do is instead of you doing $5.99 per month, I could reduce the monthly down to $2.99, and then I'll put in a request to have the setup fee waived for you. And we could just go month to month as we kind of like build the trust as we go. So we'll just leave it at that, like $10 a day. We'll get you all these bells and whistles, get the website up and running. Obviously, the first page placement is going to be the moneymaker, but this should basically be like a one-stop shop for you because this package is A to Z. Like it's got you on Bing, the Yelp, Yellow Pages. We'll still do all the name, address, phone number cleanups on the other platforms since you have those outdated addresses on there. Obviously, the website's in that package too. You know, and then it has your own account dashboard and tracking system where it will be like an app and a centralized hub for you to keep track of everything. But I think that would be the best fit for you just based off of the market and then the fact that you kind of lack a lot of those things and then you also need the cleanups, you need the website. That package has all of them. So we'll be able to touch on everything and be like a one-stop shop instead of you having 20 different bills floating around that you're trying to maintain.
Gotcha. Okay.
So this
platinum package for $2.99, this is a month to month because I want to see if you guys can at least
easily doable. And I like that because it's kind of like show and prove. I think that's a good way to start.
I'll give you 50 days because if I spend $1,050 for 300 yard signs, I net about 3,000.
Well, if you're going to do that, I could also make I could also make you an offer if you want to do a 3-month prepay. You could do it for 800 because you're saying 60 days. You know, over 90 days, you're gonna or a quarter of the year, you're gonna spend about 900 with the current pricing. If you want to do a prepay, I could save you $100 and just do it for 800 out the door.
No, I just want to do month to month right now.
Okay. That's fine too. I like starting
that
way.
I'll buy 1 month.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll buy 1 month and then we'll see.
Okay.
What
I'll make you the
cuz I know.
You're going to want to do it. I said I'll make you the prepay options next month then cuz you know, it's just going to save you money to do it in bulk and I know that if you're comparing this to yard signs, I mean, you're never going to go back to that. It's just so much easier to let.
Well, let me ask you this. This is the million-dollar question, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the prettiest website on the internet, but unless you're driving traffic to that landing page,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't make a damn difference. What's your strategy to actually drive traffic to my website and convert those to customers?
That first page placement. That's the whole reason we don't even call out unless we have the first page placement because we know that the website, all those other things.
So you're gonna get me in the top three for Vancouver window cleaning, which is the number one keyword in Clark County. It's Vancouver window cleaning or window cleaning Vancouver. Those are the two top trafficked keywords for Clark County.
Yeah, and we also have the Google Analytics too that you're talking about. So we'll be able to see which keywords are the most profitable for this area in your industry, and then we give you 15 different ones. And you have final say on what you're listed for.
So when somebody, from after you get me set up,
mm-hmm.
after you get me set up,
mm-hmm.
when somebody puts in window or Vancouver window cleaners, I'll pop up in the top three organic section for Vancouver.
Exactly. That's the whole point
really?
Of our service. Mm-hmm. And we keep you up there consistently, month to month.
Uh-huh.
That's what,
okay.
That's what I was telling you. I'm like, if you're doing signs, like, the people who are going and Googling window cleaning are basically ready to go. The signs, you're advertising to people that, you know, a lot of them aren't even interested at the time they're seeing the sign. And you got to rely on them remembering that, you know, versus this, they're pulling out their phone, type in window cleaning, you're right there. You know, it's all your reviews, they could just call you live. That's what most people do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yeah. I'll try for $2.99.
Yep, $2.99.
I'll try it for a month or two.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, it's been the best way to advertise for the last 17 years. So I'm going to send you everything in writing as well, Paul, but I got to create your account first. I have a lot of information here just on your old Google business profile, but on the first page of Google, you could only have one phone number. Did you want to leave this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google has that Southwest Cattail Court. What's the new address?
4801. Yep. 4801 East Fifth Street. Vancouver, 98661.
Got it.
Should I put my apartment number?
Yeah,
because
I'm
going to
send you a
that.
Letter in the mail with a little five-digit number on the back, and I'm going to need that from you. It takes about 5 days to get there.
Okay.
So, what's
all
the
right.
Apartment?
G-335.
G-335. Okay. And then I could hide the address, so it'll just say Vancouver, Washington, 98661. You won't have your apartment out there, but I do need to send you that PIN verification letter in the mail.
Okay.
Okay, and then we're going to use your domain. I'm going to set up a client interview. We're going to need you to give us access to that domain so we could build your website for you.
Okay.
And then also,
I don't even know if she set up automatic payments from GoDaddy. I wonder where she bought the domain from, because she set it all up.
It's Wix.com.
Oh, it's Wix?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wix. Like, because if you look up your site right now, it's dead. So just if you type in the domain, it just goes straight to Wix.com. So it's just,
you want to just do a whole new thing? Because
I don't feel
like talking to her to get the password.
Okay, but here's the issue. The domain is saving you $99 if you get that password from her.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, like the reason I'm able to waive the full setup fee and not just charge you the $99, I mean, it's normally $2.99, but if we have to buy the domain, they're going to charge you $99 for it. It's like a one-time payment.
Huh, yeah, because me and her, we don't really talk.
Oh.
And she set this up like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's not one of those ones where it's like, okay, we part as friends. It got nasty.
And she probably doesn't even you know what I'm saying? She probably doesn't even remember the password, I bet.
Mm.
I'll pay the $99. Screw it. Let's just get a Go Green, Go Pure window cleaning service or something.
Yeah, or WA.com. We'll present you with options for it during the client interview. Okay,
all right.
My site plus domain name. Okay, so that's going to change the first month's payment to $398 today, and then each month after that it'll go back to $299.
Okay.
All right. What's your last name, Paul?
Ward.
Okay. And what's your business email where I could send everything in writing?
Go Green, Go Pure at Yahoo. Pure is P-U-R-E.
Yeah, of course. Yahoo.com. Last name's W-A-R-D too, right? I just assumed.
Yep.
Take you up at 9:30.
And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 6.
is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekend as well?
Yeah, mine will just put Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Sunday closed?
Yep.
Okay. Save. All right. So I got your account created here. I got the request for the client interviews, or the domain name scheduled. I have to set up your client interview. So client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window. What would be the best time to do your client interview?
Tonight after 4 o'clock.
After 4. Ah. Yeah, because we're on the same time. We're Pacific Standard Time. The latest that I have today is 2 to 3. That's the latest.
Oh, yeah, I'm working.
Yeah, our 3 to 4 is locked up already. So the latest today is 2 to 3.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on a job at 2 o'clock, so.
Okay, can you do it before, maybe, like 11 to 12 or 1 to 2?
No, because I'm heading out to work.
Okay.
If it's a whole hour.
It's not really going to
be
a whole hour. Just like that, just in case, you know. I could tell them to make it quicker. It's just main things you need is like keywords, getting the website, like an idea on how you want the website to look. I'll send you some examples of the My Sites right now so you have some like demos to pick from, but it's usually a pretty easy conversation.
Gotcha. So tomorrow after 3 o'clock is available.
Okay. I'm going to schedule you 3 to 4 tomorrow.
Yeah, that should work.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this appointment to your email address, and then I'll also send a text out to you 1 hour before, just as a heads-up reminder so you don't forget.
Nice.
Okay. All right, let me get that scheduled right now. GoGreenGoPure@yahoo.com. Save. Invite all guests. Created a 30-minute window. This needs to be an hour. There we go. All right, and you're going to get that message here shortly. And then where was I? Oh, here. Let me send you the website examples so you have something to go off of this evening. All right, and then how do you want to secure your first month's payment of the $398?
Probably just debit card.
Okay, go ahead and grab that. I'm going to secure the position with you now.
Okay.
All right, and I just want to confirm, does the card say Go Green, Go Pure window cleaning on it, or does it just say Paul Ward?
Just Paul Ward.
Okay. I want to make sure I add the business name here. I'm also going to send you a text right now with my direct number and extension. I sent the websites over, but if you ever have any questions, comments, concerns, or need help, you can always call me directly.
Okay.
I want to make sure you can write this off as a business expense because that's a huge benefit to Google advertising is you just get it back at the end of the year. Absolutely. Is the Vancouver address the same as the billing address on the card or have you not updated that yet? Okay,
yep.
Update? Okay.
No. Everything's updated.
Okay, because it will decline on us if it's not accurate. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right. 4259.
4259.
Yep. 0920.
0920.
0204.
0204.
9192.
9192. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
326.
0326. And then 3-digit code on the back.
384.
384. All right. So before I process this, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification so we're all on the same page. It's also an added form of protection for you. If I say anything you don't agree with or don't understand, Paul, just stop me. I could always rephrase it, okay?
Okay. Real quick.
Sure.
This is an auto ship, right?
Say that again.
Wait. We're doing month to month. Never mind.
Right. This is going to answer any questions that you have right now. That's why it's like right at this point in the call. So it's going to go over everything. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Paul. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance by Google to outline your service agreement with our company and is added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Go Green, Go Pure Window Cleaning.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Paul Ward, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Paul, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any forms of online marketing and advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. That one's important, Paul. We're not saying that you can't do anything else, but we don't want you to duplicate anything, or like right now you have all these old addresses floating around and people don't know what's what. Obviously, we're going to fix that, but moving forward, before you sign up with anything else, I mean, you really shouldn't need anything else, but just give us a heads up so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's a one-month payment. The initial payment's going to be $398 due to a one-time setup fee. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 14th day, but it'll be in the discounted price of $299 moving forward. I've locked you in at this discounted rate for a Platinum Package Bundle, so you'll actually keep that pricing structure as long as you're with us. That won't ever go up or change unless you call in to make modifications to the agreement. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due or before the 14th day of the month so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment here. Stay on the line with me. When this payment goes through, they're going to send you a receipt, a full outline of the agreement in writing. You're going to have to sign off on that. And then they're also going to send you the username and password for you to log into your tracking system and our app. I highly recommend you download our app. You can go to the App Store and just type in Local Splash, and then you can plug in your own username and password, and that'll be like a client tracking system for you, so you'll know everything that's coming from us.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, what's the app called in the store?
It's called Local Splash. It's our business name.
Oh, Local Splash. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep. So you just go in there, and it'll be orange and blue LS. Can't miss
Sweet.
It.
Sweet. Can you get on there and play around with it a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I highly recommend that because most business owners that have this Google advertising, they use that as their CRM or like their client relationship management system. So it's like you see
gotcha.
A client from 3 months ago, and they're like, hey, what's going on? You remember me? And you could go back in there, punch in their phone number. It'll have all your calls, you know, all your records with those people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
nice. Nice.
Make your life easier. And
do they have a referral? Because I want to develop a one-of-a-kind referral bonus system. Can I do that with that?
Well, you'd have to give that to them on like an individual basis. So they have a thing where you can send a message for them to write a review. And you can kind of customize that in the app. Like, hey, if you write a review, you know, get 15% off your next window cleaning or something like that. Or you can also go in
and
say, hey, we have a referral program. You know, if you refer a friend, we give you this, that, or the other. But we kind of allow you to customize that. And if you have trouble with it, you can
in the busy season?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, okay. In the busy season, I average 3 to 5 referrals a week.
Wow. That's great. That's great word of mouth. there's something to that, though. I'm pretty sure, like, if you compare your pricing to some of these other guys, it's probably really competitive, you know, in order to get people to refer.
Well, I'm cheaper than the big people.
Right.
The big boys are $20 per window,
starting
and
out,
I'm only 13.
Fine, but after a while, yeah. I'm going to recommend, you know, you start catching up from a charge standpoint. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off, unless you have, like, the capacity to hire guys, already have guys on board that you could send out to these jobs. But if you have a competitive pricing structure, it's just me and my son. It'll drive you nuts. Yeah. You're not going to be able to get to all the people that are contacting you. So,
just, you know, you think my listing, if I'm in the top four,
mm-hmm.
or in the top three,
yeah.
you think I'll get three phone calls a day?
100%. That's what I was trying to tell you, is like, you were saying, hey, give it 60 days. If you give it 60 days, like give it 2 months, I'm telling you, when you evaluate what you're spending, at that point you'll be, what, $600 in, or $598 into this, well, the setup fee too. So yeah, like $698 into it, you'll have offset that like 10 times over within that period.
Well, okay. All right. We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. Every
it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
It's not hard to do. You know, you get one job that's, you know, a couple grand. I don't know if you do any commercial stuff or if you're open to commercial.
Yeah, if it's reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
I mean, I don't like to do business parks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather get a restaurant that wants it done every 2 weeks.
Right.
Those, I used to have those pre-08, but after the crash of 08, I gave up on commercial and strictly went for the baby boomers, which are the residential market.
Yeah, they can't reach.
But
can't,
yeah, if I could get a restaurant, man, that's ideal. That, because
yeah,
restaurants, they usually do it every 2 weeks.
Commercial keywords. I'm telling you, it's like you nail down one of those contracts that'll pay for this whole thing and some, and then everything else, you're still up there consistently. It keeps coming in. You know, that's why those guys are able to do it for 7-8 years in a row, because they're, you know, no business owner is gonna keep paying for something that's not making them good money.
Right, right. I've been doing yard signs for, this is my 10th season doing yard signs, because, I mean, they kick ass, man.
They give me a. Once we have you everything up there, you'll feel the difference right away. And then the longer you do it, the more reviews you build up. They just compound, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, all right. Well, I'm excited because I've been meaning every year. Okay, this is the year I get a digital footprint.
Yeah, this is a big one, and we have 21 years experience. So, I mean, there's nothing we won't be able to help you with. You're not alone. You know, we don't get paid unless you're getting paid. So, you actually have a team back here that are going to help you with it instead of trying to figure things out.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to our local Splash team. A couple things I just want you to keep in mind, right? Your homework. So sign your subscription terms. You're going to have a text in there. It'll have a full outline of the agreement. Go through that. Sign off on it when you get a chance here. Try to have that done before our client interview tomorrow that I got locked in between 3 and 4. And then also download that app, and then your username and password are there in your app. And I also sent you my number too. So you have me, and we have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1 to get a live operator.
Oh, wow.
Hours. Yep.
Sweet.
All right, Paul. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you, getting started on all this. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow between 3 and 4 o'clock.
I'll be ready.
All right. I'll talk to you then.
Appreciate it, John.
You're very welcome, Paul. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.